Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to the alderman, Kara Spencer, from right here in downtown St. Louis. Alderwoman Spencer, welcome to the Hancock and Kelly Show.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. We're glad to have you on. So you've introduced a piece of legislation to deal with crazy driving in the city of St. Louis, which pretty much could almost be every car that's on our roads these days. Tell us specifically what your bill's going to do and how you believe it can help make a difference.
Quite sure feels like it. So I'm introducing it today here just in a few minutes with the Board of Aldermen. And what it essentially does is it arrests a vehicle from continuing to endanger the general public. Right now, if you are driving recklessly, as you pointed out, many people are, we're losing lives. It's a really, really dangerous thing to engage in. When that happens, the police officer has the authority, obviously, to pull you over and write you a ticket. But generally speaking, you go about your evening or your day and you can continue to drive recklessly and really, you know, continue to pose an imminent threat. So what my bill does is authorizes the officer, other city officials, to apply a boot right then and there to your car to essentially disable it from being used as a weapon.
It's a fabulous idea, and I'm glad our police have these SUVs, because we're going to need about 30 or 40 of these boots in every car, because people aren't stopping. I saw you in an interview yesterday on Channel 2 where you were talking about this. And Kara, Alderwoman, the same thing that so many of us have seen, all these guys going around on ATVs, circling cars, making people uncomfortable, and not a cop in sight.
I know, it was insane. And it truly is. It is an everyday occurrence. And so, I mean, look, what we're trying to do here is curb behavior. If you get a ticket, whether or not you show up for court, whether or not a judge issues, charges or whatever, is yet to be determined. It's clearly not effective. Having a boot put on your car, having that inconvenience, now what do you do? We're hoping that really results in just a change in behavior so that this can see an end, We did the gun bill just last summer. Anecdotally speaking, I'm hearing from downtown residents and neighborhoods as well that, kids are not walking around with those those giant guns anymore because of the threat that the police officer can take and process that weapon. And we're looking to do precisely the same thing here with cars.
Well, Alderwoman, we thank you kindly for taking a couple of minutes. We wish you the best of luck as you're going to present that bill right at the board here this morning. The session's almost over. Are you going to get this passed this session?
Well, I hope so. We're going to have some discussion. I've talked with several of my colleagues. There are some concerns, as there always are. But I think, by and large, the general public is looking to our city leadership to take some serious action. This is a real serious problem, and I think it warrants a serious solution.
Kara Spencer, the alderman from right here in St. Louis, kind enough to take some time. Alderwoman, don't be a stranger. Come back and see us soon.
Anytime.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.